from the tree house. Put that thing down!
Yes.
Marion County Knockout Boys.
And I'm inviting you.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
And you get it straightened out all in one night, yeah!
Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse!
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Hello, little snakes.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. Cool, man.
Welcome in, boys and girls.
We're in the treehouse.
Treehouse?
From a treehouse? We're here.
We are here.
Go to savethetreehouse.org and sign the petition. We're going to try and save this sucker. We're going to need, a GoFundMe.
Yeah, we should set up a GoFundMe.
Jimmy, do you know anything about GoFundMes?
Didn't think so either.
No words.
Retard.
God.
He's on the spectrum, guys. And you've known this for years. Well, we've known
I don't know what it is. He's just a piece of shit.
But we've employed
gigantic.
Him. We've employed him. He deserves
but
it.
That's something that, you know, we're in the treehouse. It's a good treehouse, man. I'll tell you what. And it's gonna be relocated because it's a monument.
Hmm.
It is, right?
It is.
It's important. The Smithsonian's been trying to I don't know, the shipping costs are pretty expensive, but they're, you know, it's... I mean...
What was that, Jimmy? What was that? God damn it, boy.
What was that?
I don't know. Jimmy's screwing around all the time. I don't know. We've been out for a while, and Jimmy, for whatever reason, he kind of... I don't know if you call it cut loose or... Lost zero fucks.
Reinvent.
Yeah, I have no
idea. What have you been doing on your time, with your time off? Vacationing the entire time.
Yeah, Jimmy. Explain to me why.
Dork.
The what?
He's a dork. Stop.
Oh well, you know you can't. You know, it is what it is, guys. And you guys know this by now. It is what it is with Jim.
Yeah, I saw something funny about that today, about that being named Jim or James, I guess, would be your surname.
Yeah, what James is.
James can be Jim. It can be Jimmy. It can be Jamie, I guess, maybe. It can be Jimbo.
Jebediah. Jimbo.
It could be Jimbediah. Isn't that a great name?
Jimbediah? I'm not naming my kid that.
I think my dad's name was... Well, I know my dad's name is James, but...
We can just call
Jim,
him
Jim, right?
Yeah.
But I think he was Jimmy when he was a kid.
Mm. You think he'd get offensive if I called him
James? There's been some Jimbos thrown out there, too.
If I called him James from here on out?
Not at all. It'd be an honor.
I'm changing his name in my phone.
It'd be an honor for him.
James K.,
that means you handle your business,
yeah,
and you keep things in order.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
He's closing deals on Fridays, making money.
Yeah.
Buying donuts, breakfast burritos.
He could be.
He is. I know him. Trust me. So I got like 20 Chuck Norris jokes here.
All right.
And we're going
to
do a little...
Get down to business.
We're going to do a little thing. We're going to do... I'll name off the first 10. And the problem is you're going to have to try to get... Or, remember them. Or the best ones of the first 10.
So, I need to rank them?
Yeah. We're going to rank them.
Can I just enjoy them?
You can.
I'm going to.
But I think we need to... Well, little pillow, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Pocket.
Chuck Norris uses pepper spray to spice his steaks.
Yeah, that's... No. That's not my favorite. I've heard it.
Giraffes were created when Chuck Norris uppercutted a horse.
Clever. Do you need a comment? I should comment. Yeah, do we want to break these down?
I'd appreciate it if you commented them.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not reading them.
Chuck Norris once went to Mars. That's why there's no life on Mars.
That's top right there so far. So far, that one's winning.
Chuck Norris can lead a horse to water and make it drink.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. Chuck Norris tells Simon what to do.
Clever. I mean, Mars, though. Mars was good.
So that
Remember
was
that
a,
one?
That was a top five. So you're going to say that's the best out of the top five?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want
to
keep
going? Can we just advance that one to the finals?
Well,
is that how we want to do that? We'll do five at a time and then advance one?
No, you need to pick the best out of the 10 that I say. And then the best out of the 10 I say on the second break.
Well, that's the only one I'm going to remember from the top five.
Okay, well.
Because it's the good. It's the best.
It's not true. Chuck Norris plays Monopoly, but it affects the entire world economy.
No, that one's dumb. Right? Isn't it?
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
It's okay.
Chuck Norris is why Waldo is in hiding.
That's all right.
I've heard that one.
Mars was good.
Chuck Norris doesn't play hide and seek. He plays hide and pray I don't find you.
Yeah, that one's good. That's a good one so far. That one's up there, number two. Onward.
Oh, I'm going to figure this out. Notes are a little scrambled. If you spell Chuck Norris and scramble, you win forever.
And Scrabble? Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one. That one moved into number two, right? With a real close number three.
All
right.
This is number 10 here. Goes, most people spell their names in the snow with their P. Chuck Norris does it in concrete.
Okay.
So that's the top 10. That's the first. We're going to have to rate those.
So I got a top three.
Okay.
What do you think? You read them. Can I see that?
I like the Chuck Norris peeing in concrete one.
You like that one?
I do like that one.
My favorite was Mars.
Yeah. That's why there's no life on Mars. It's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
And I kind of like Chuck Norris doesn't play hide and go seek. He plays hide and pray I don't find you. Yeah. That one's fun.
That is a fun one, too. There's so many out there. When or where did Chuck Norris become such a legend?
You know, people do that. They just do.
Yeah, but nobody...
They don't sign up
like,
for it.
Not like Chuck Norris did, though. Who was the person that was like, Chuck Norris is the guy. We need to start writing.
We need to make this guy a legend. Part of the conversation every day.
Because as far as I know, like the only good movies he's in, obviously in Delta Force 1 and 2, amazing movies.
Really good.
He was in Bruce Lee's movie. What is that? Return of the Dragon. When he fought Bruce Lee. And I think he fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Maybe separate movies. But other than that, Chuck Norris, I mean, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas Ranger is where it all went down.
Yeah. But that was like 90s.
Yeah. But it hit another generation.
Yeah. Struck a chord.
It hit all those kids that graduated high school and said, Chuck Norris, I remember him because he was a Walker, Texas Ranger, and I know how to make a meme. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
I wonder if Steven Seagal is jealous, like, because it could have happened to him just as easily.
Yeah, it could have, but I think he didn't have
under siege.
He didn't have the it factor. He didn't have a mustache. No, those are important.
Couldn't throw a good run house, like Chuck did.
No, Chuck was technical, and
he's a world champion in karate.
He was a real deal.
But so was Seagal.
Huh.
But he wasn't a world champion in karate. He was a world champion in some other kung fu shit. Where he just throws people around.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger and Stallone are sitting over there, too.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
They're like,
What about Van Damme?
What about the My Meme?
Van Damme?
Van Damme?
Did you ever watch Bloodsport?
Yeah.
Many times. Like you said, Stallone's right up there, man. Over the top, arm wrestling. You seen that one, right?
I've seen it. I don't remember it.
Back in the day.
Definitely watched it in high school.
Man, the 80s movies were so good. Like the 80s action movies.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Maybe it's just because we grew up with it. I don't know.
Schwarzenegger was really a fucking pinnacle of...
Commando.
Oh, God.
Predator.
And even Total Recall was a big...
Blockbuster hit.
Look at what happened to that guy. Yeah. That's great.
Became the governor of California.
And then kick ass.
I don't know what
that is. Take names. No, that's what he did in Total Recall. Yeah. I mean, it was just... And the Terminator. Oh, the Terminator.
Yeah.
The Terminator changed everything.
That's probably where it all started for him.
That changed everything for him. That took him from first awesome to elite.
Yeah. Or Conan the Barbarian.
I just don't think Stallone had that.
He had Rocky.
He had Rocky, though. Obviously, he had Rocky.
Yeah.
So it's different, man. Rocky was a good, like, that's actually a good movie. You know what I mean?
All
like
of
a
them
good
are.
Movie.
Yeah.
Same Terminator is just Terminator, an awesome movie.
It's an action-packed movie. I'd say...
But Stallone's actually kind of acting.
Oh, he's... How dare you? He's one of the best American actors
I'm just trying to tell... I'm just saying that kind of there was acting involved.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Chase the chickens, Rock! He's out there chasing them. He's like, I can't chase them.
No, man. It was all heart. All heart.
All heart. Philly.
Schwarzenegger was a lot of accent and muscle.
Shout out to Philly.
Shout out.
Philly's in Pennsylvania. I don't want to sound stupid, but right?
Where?
Transylvania? Transylvania?
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go there. I heard it's a cool city. Shout out. Big up.
What's the number one city you'd want to go to in America?
Good question.
If you had to, or you got full expense paid to one city in America.
That I haven't been to? I'd like to check out?
Or you could have been there, but yeah, what's the one?
I would like to go back to New York City. New York City was really, I wasn't there long enough.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool city. There's a lot going on there.
I haven't
really checked out Chicago. I've only driven through it.
You're all mentioning a bunch of dangerous places right now.
And Petaluma, California would be great. How about that? I'm actually just joking. I don't want to go to Petaluma.
Yeah. I think I'd like to go somewhere in Texas. It'd be fun. I've never been to Austin. I heard it's kind of...
I haven't been to Austin either. Everybody's like, it's a great city. Great city.
Or Tallahassee, Florida.
I haven't been to Tallahassee.
That's pretty nice. Mobile, Alabama.
I want to... I've never been to New Orleans. That's my next...
Oh, there
that's
you go.
Where I want to go.
Yeah, that would be a fun one.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a fun one. I think the Great Lakes would be fun, too. Going to Michigan or Minnesota. Some of those places.
Yep.
It'd be fun to see the Great Lakes.
Yeah. True.
But the flyover states, like Kansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Tulsa's supposed to be pretty cool.
Georgia would be fun. I'd like to go to Augusta.
I just want to drive through. I want to drive through it all. Not drive through, but drive and stop and get in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what was that guy's name that we met on the road trip there in Jackson Hole?
I forgot.
Dave.
I don't know.
I remember the daughter's name was Wiley or Riley.
I forgot
like
even how to impersonate him.
He came over and ate all the ice cream.
Yeah, he did.
I think it was Dave or something.
So we were Jackson Hole in an RV park for 3 days, right? And he was our neighbor. Was he right next to us?
No, he was a couple down, but a
couple motorhome.
Our kids made friends with their kids, pretty much.
And we celebrated a birth. We celebrated a birthday, and they were there.
Yeah, we made some like just a homemade ice cream or whatever.
Y'all are real nice people.
Yeah, and a cobbler. I think we did a cobbler.
I drove all the way out here from Mobile, Alabama with my granddaughter. And we just love meeting people like you. You sure are real nice. Can I get some of your ice cream?
And cobbler.
Oh, cobbler? That's some real good cobbler. I could smell it. I'd love to get some of that cobbler.
He just proceeded to sit there for 3 hours and talk to us with his daughter. But they were really, really nice people.
They're great people. That's what it's all about.
That it really is. I was a little jealous that, like, he got to do that with his kids, you know. He was going from coast to coast or from Georgia or Alabama, where he's from. Coast to coast trip. Sounds like a good road trip.
Yeah, they did. They did a loop, too. They went, like, up through Nashville north, and then something, and we're going to go down through. Loop
back down.
Wherever.
Mm-hmm. New Mexico, Arizona, Texas.
That's great.
It would be great. It would be fun. I'd do it,
for sure. I want to.
Yeah, me too. Just not right now. No, it's not the time.
Doesn't work.
No.
Because of work.
Yeah, you need to take a good month off to make it fun.
You almost need to do a sabbatical.
Join a church?
Yeah, I don't
know. Is that what that means?
Sabbatical.
Sabbatical or?
Some people get sabbaticals where they get like 3 months off. It's like every 10 years.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
I thought it was joining a church was a sabbatical.
No, that's just something that you do if you want to go to church.
Yeah. You can take time off work to join a church?
No, it has nothing to do with the church. But you can. You could. If you wanted to use your sabbatical to just church up and go heavy on the church.
Yeah. That's,
maybe that's where it originated.
Could have swore that was a religious phrase.
Could be.
Jimmy, don't look that up.
Don't even bother. He's asleep.
Jimmy, just rude. Flat out rude.
Flat out.
We like church. Jimmy doesn't. Jimmy doesn't like a lot of things. He doesn't like pizza. He doesn't like Italian food. Did you know that about him?
He uses the metric system.
Yeah, here in America. He bitches about a standard.
It's messed up.
Yeah, like a standard socket. He bitches about that. And he's like, this should be metric. I'm like,
give me 10 millimeter. I'm like, it's a half inch.
It's close enough.
Suck it up.
We do it to you guys.
We're not asking for a lot.
You know,
we're not even asking him to fix anything.
Why do you think it's the bullshit. World does that? Why can't we just all agree on something?
Are we obviously have it figured out.
Are we the only ones
that
does standard out of the whole world?
I think like us in like Kazakhstan maybe.
Very nice.
Or New Zealand.
We're stupid when it comes to that. Well, we should just change over.
Maybe.
Because the world's
we'd
not
have to
change
so much, man.
Yeah, but we should have started this.
I don't think we're ready for it.
Freaking 30 years ago, and it wouldn't have been a big deal right now.
Did you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth?
I know. I don't like it either, guys.
You sound like a damn communist right now.
There's nothing more frustrating than working on a Honda Civic, and you got to grab a 10 millimeter, and you have no metric sets.
The funny thing is we have them all. We just have two different sets to freaking manage.
It's not even...
It's stupid.
Measurements, too, like kilometers, clicks, all that stuff.
God.
Like your steering wheel, you know, your mile per hour.
Yeah. Driving a foreign country, it's frightening.
It would be,
you're
too.
Like, I'm going 100 miles an hour? No, I'm going 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, that would be actually pretty tough to adjust to.
Like, set the thermostat. Well, it's... I don't even remember what you do.
So they work in Celsius too, right?
Not Fahrenheit. Right, Celsius.
Hmm.
It's messed up, man. It's bullshit. Can't we just agree to disagree?
Yeah. Or agree to just... we are.
Yeah, I guess that's what we've done.
It's the way it is.
Come on.
Whatever, though. I don't... I mean... You can find a standard set that will get close enough.
It always works.
Yeah, you can find... Or
you'll strip out one of those, like...
Crescent wrenches or something, like...
Crescent wrench, man. Solves... Yeah, maybe we should... That's the universal method.
It is. It's just the tight spots.
Yeah.
So I seen a guy that, like, cut the head off of the crescent wrench with the actual handle, and he put a pivot in that thing. So you can, like, pivot it and get, like, tough spots and go like that with it, you know?
Yeah.
Side to side, and I'm like, shit, that's a really good concept.
Huh. They don't even sell them.
I don't think so. I don't know. I've never seen one.
90-degree angle crescent wrench?
Yeah.
Interesting, that, man. Like,
pivots, 45, 30, whatever you need to slip into a little tight spot.
Yeah. Down under the sink.
Yeah. Speaking of sinks, sink working. Wait, we switched out the faucet.
Yeah.
I hate working underneath the sink.
That's where you need one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, but just anywhere, really.
We changed out our sink and it was like only this big, but our new sink is like this big and there's only like this much room. And it was like, God, I got to get two hoses and this thing coming down.
It's either that
it's rough. It's the struggle of being an adult. You put the
speed wrench up there, and it just lives there. And then when you need to take it off, it's there already. You switch it, you know.
Before you drop the sink in, you take the sink out, you just tack that thing on there, and it's just permanent.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Connect everything.
Or put everything down where you can reach it.
Yeah, or that.
And then have hoses that do things. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea. You could do a hose, put like a coupling or, you know, a union or something down below where you can just break everything free right there.
You could do that.
And then pull it all out. And when the new one comes in, you put it back in.
Right, right.
But we're not there yet. We're standard. We're not metric.
It's 2023, though.
I'm saying 2043. Is when things are going to really change when it comes to measurements.
Yeah, it'll finally be easy.
Easier than it is. Like, why do we make it hard? Or why do they make it hard?
Yeah, them.
Yeah, them.
The man.
It's pointing at them. It's their fault.
Well, I don't know.
Either or.
Did you think 2023 would be a lot more futuristic back in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. Like, for sure.
It almost seemed like there wasn't going to be any dirt in 2023. Isn't that like a weird thing? Like it'd just be all like
turf and
plastic and pavement.
Yeah. No, I didn't think that, but.
And like,
I would have thought
but no dirt.
Yeah.
Weird, right? I don't know.
Yeah, there's certain things I thought would have been different. Like, there should be like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain.
Definitely thought we'd be flying cars around.
Yeah. Well,
Back to the Future 2 probably had a big influence on our thoughts.
Sure did.
A lot of things are crazier than I ever thought they'd be, though, too. Didn't think we'd be, like, AI phones in our pockets to the extent that we are. Whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we have all the information you ever need. You could cheat on any test with a...
I know.
What is that? A 4-inch by... 3-inch by 1/2-inch phone.
Yep. And you don't even need the phone. You could like have a little earbud in and that nobody can see.
You know what? I seen this today. The kids nowadays so they'll take a Element water bottle or Element, you know, the drink.
Mm-mm.
The Elements that were like water and like mixed with whatever. I know.
Fancy waters?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But they'll take the label off of it.
Yeah.
And then there's an app that you can pull up on your computer and you type in, like, you can make your own label on it, but it's all the answers to the test.
That's what I used to do.
And then you tape it back around the water bottle.
Isn't that great? So that's what I used to do that. In college. That was my, so this is my cheating method. I'll just share it with y'all because it's probably totally
not factor.
Even going to work.
Yeah.
But I used to take like a Coca-Cola, I do a Sprite, and I'd pour it all out, and then I'd peel the label back, and I'd write whatever I needed.
On the inside?
Sometimes I'd get some damn answers.
On the inside?
On the inside of the label.
Okay.
Close it back up, put some water in there, take it into class, and you can just like look through your water.
Yeah.
And see the answers. Did it.
You were above the game then.
I was, dude, I was running shit. Around. I was did it, slaying.
Did it work for
tests.
You?
I did it once. I did it once on an art test where I actually had the art answers. Test? Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
Why would you possibly cheat on an art test?
Took an art class, all right? And it, because I heard it was fun, because you just go there and sit in a dark room. And, you know, honestly, we were. So you'd smoke a bunch of weed or something, go to this art class. And then just sit in a dark room and look at paintings. You're supposed to be like memorizing them or something. It's literally all you did in the entire class. It was like art history, maybe something like that. There wasn't even any lecture. You just looked at paintings.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a dream come true. You just get whatever, have a good time. But then you actually had to like learn the painting, when it was painted, by who.
Oh,
and answer the questions. That's where they got you. And then, but I had somebody who took it like two periods before me or something like that.
Told you what was going to happen.
Gave me all the answers. He was selling it, I think.
That's so smart.
Or given like six friends. It was worth it. Yeah. Like he was hooking up his buddies.
Why didn't we do that back in the day? Like if you took a hard test, like write out the questions.
Just think, how can I benefit my buddies?
Yeah. Yeah. I never thought about that because.
Not me.
I was always just stressed out that there was a freaking test.
I was always the one trying to get those answers.
If anybody knows anything.
Man, when the internet first came out though. Well, not when it first came out.
It's a game changer.
I remember cheating on a test, cheating on a project. I don't think you can do it. You couldn't do it then. The whole class got busted on it. And I did it too, but I like changed the words enough that the teacher didn't think I cheated too. So she was like, she chewed out the entire class's ass. It's like, y'all are extremely disappointing to me because I gave you this test. You're supposed to read a book and do a report on it. And only two of you actually wrote a report on it. I'm like, fuck, she knows. Then she came up to me after class. She's like, I appreciate you actually doing the work. I'm like, oh, no.
Fool.
Thinking it was what?
You fool.
Just Googled it or excited it.
Yeah.
Back then it was excite.
Dude, they have all kinds of stuff now. Like you can just type in a copy or like a subject. Hmm. It'll write out a freaking paper for you. Or anything.
ChatGPT will write a damn song for you.
Yeah, or...
It'll paint a painting.
Mm-hmm. Set up a PowerPoint for you. For it's amazing. Work. It's crazy.
I've been just saying like, hey, ChatGPT, order all the ductwork in perfect sequential order for my job. And I don't have to do anything.
Sounds awesome.
And write my daily report. And go get me some tacos.
Yeah,
and it does it.
Yeah, what's your favorite taco? El Pastor, or carne asada, or chicken?
I'm on carne asada now lately.
Steak, straight up steak.
Yeah, because I was doing El Pastor for a long time.
Mm.
Mm, I know. But they either can be really good or really bad, depending on where they come from.
Well, where are you getting them from?
So the best El Pastor I ever had was at Tacos Amy's. Amy's Tacos.
Hubbard?
No, at Block 216.
Oh, off the gut truck?
Yep. Those are the best. Shout out.
Tito's?
Big up.
Tito's is...
It was good. I
like their El Pastor at Tito's.
Amy's Tacos were the...
I don't think every one of
them. El Pastor at Amy's, they just sauced it up right.
It was so good. I remember stealing tacos from you there, so I'm sure I had one.
I don't want to throw any shade, but I just want to say this. I have had a hard time finding a good El Pastor taco in town.
Where you're at now? Hillsboro?
No, in Silverton.
Oh.
Locally.
Lamar, or not Lamar, but...
I wasn't going to throw out any names, okay. But... And they have great, they have great other chicken, stuff. Other yeah. stuff is great.
I like my...
So sometimes you either got it or you don't.
My
you
know? Pastor, like a little grilled chard on it a little yeah. bit, you know?
I like it saucy.
Yeah, saucy too.
I want the sauce. But the good thing about carne asada is it's...
What about
it's the just place a by solid,
the gas station?
I haven't had it there. I don't actually, you know what? I don't go there a lot and I heard it's great.
Well, that's on you.
That is on me.
Figure that out. They could have the best ones that you've ever had.
Yeah, but there's a lot of tacos happening in Hillsboro.
We're I working. Bet.
They come in. There's three different trucks that come in every day.
All corn tortilla.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't do the flowers, like the mini flowers, you know?
Oh, I don't. I guess they could, but they don't. I don't know.
Sometimes I like a little flour. Like a little flour tortilla.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening, and a good little flour taco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
I don't think it's I different. Ever get that like in a street taco version.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's different. It's and, like, you know,
almost Taco Bell. You have to get.
Mm-hmm.
Get that option.
The, what are they? The double decker? Is that what they used to do?
Oh man.
The flour.
Crunch wrap. Was the double decker? So the crunch wrap was like. A corn tortilla, like a hard taco.
Yeah.
And then, like, they crunchy take a... taco. They take a...
Flour
one and put a bunch of beans on yeah. it, and it, like, glues it to the...
Yeah, I thought that was corn. A double-decker.
Maybe it is. Oh, I think the crunch wrap is, like, when it all folds up into, like, yeah, a little yeah, pizza yeah. pocket type yeah, of thing. Yeah,
it's the flat, like, corn chip or whatever. Maybe. In the middle of it.
Kind of like a tostada.
Yeah, exactly.
A wrapped-up tostada.
With beans and all the mixings. All right, guys, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
Mind is blown. There's so much yeah. going on.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Phil Collins and Michael.
I know. It's like Eminem might start coming. Oh. They wrote the same song. They didn't even know it.
I love that song. I don't know why.
Who? How do you even come across a song like that?
Science, man.
That's just it's
pure science.
History.
Yeah.
Who knew? They were writing about the same thing.
What about this one, Zach?
Watch college football mm-hmm. all season long. Live.
Jimmy, I told you 1,000 goddamn times. Can you rap to this?
I don't even know what this is. Is Jay Papa Daddy?
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah, dude,
let
out.
Me play among the stars. Let me see what
rap, rap. You have to rap in Sinatra and Mars. Like demeanor.
In other words,
watch out.
Hold my hand.
Here I come. Andy and I, we're getting on a plane, baby, and we're flying you away. So, when we get on the plane, we get a cocktail for us both, And then we fly to Vegas or Reno or Acapulco. It's all your choice, my baby. You want to fly away with us, 'cause we like to have a good time. So drink up, baby, drink up.
I don't know if that's even a rap.
Yes, that is rap. You call me and I call you Zach. You are one special fella to me, man. My best friend. We have been through hell and high water. Call it. Who knows what you want to do? I don't know, and you know.
Fill my heart with song.
Z-boy.
Let me sing forevermore.
It was so easy.
We gave it a good shot.
Yeah, it was hard to rap on Sinatra.
Not really.
In his style. It's a rap. It's a sing. It's a sing-along.
I should have done an instrumental. That would have been a lot easier. Do you think that band, or like he came up with that band song, or did they build it and he sung on it?
I think everybody had one band build all their stuff. I don't know. But
like,
you know,
all those
like
guys,
the
Frank
that,
Sinatra, you got Jim Dean. Who was the Rat Pack?
Well, I know. So, well, there's like Frank Sinatra,
James Dean.
No, Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Martin.
Who's the black guy?
Yeah, you know.
You know what we're talking about. You know who he is. I can see his face right in my eyes right now. And his name is right on the tip of my tongue because he was a legend. All those guys were.
He was a fucking legend.
Yeah.
He was a drummer, a dancer, a comedian, a singer. He was everything. He did it all.
Jimmy, look that up real quick, right?
Good Lord. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
He was the best. He was the best out of all of them.
I don't know about that.
He was.
Well, he was
But then,
so they
back
were,
to your question about like the band and everything. I think they had their own. I want to say that like Rat Pack shit had their own musicians, but a lot of those bands, like every band, like from the 50 through 70, had like that Wrecking Crew band playing their entire albums. There's a lot of bands that didn't play on their own albums, like the Monkees and every band, like, I don't know, and Dusty Springfield, and they all had the same backing band.
I love Dusty.
Oh, that was all, like, what is it, like, Carole Kay playing bass, and, like, the same drummer, and the same, I want to watch that, I want to look into that again, because that stuff was super interesting, how they all had those musicians that were just going in for a day job, just busting out hits. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, what was his name? It wasn't Sammy Hagar. Or...
No, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Good. Close.
Sammy Hagar.
Close. At least it put us in the right direction. I'm pretty sure it was Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Hagar.
I thought there was maybe one more, but I think you're right.
I think there was another one. Well, Jimmy ain't looking.
No, Jimmy's looking up something that he shouldn't.
That's my freaking home internet, man. Don't, Jimmy.
Jim? How do you feel about Limp Bizkit?
Huh?
Limp Bizkit? How do you feel about them?
They're probably, I classify them as the songbirds of our generation.
Better than, what was that band? Prodigy, or?
Yeah, I think Limp Bizkit is the American.
No Doubt was in there. Well, I'm just thinking of Big Stink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like Everclear. Yeah. They were in the era.
Yeah.
Who else was?
So, Limp Bizkit.
A lot of them.
Is Limp Bizkit, you know? But Nickelback's Nickelback.
Oh, I love Nickelback.
And don't we all have just a weird guilty pleasure with some of these, with all of these bands?
Be honest with yourself, yeah. We do.
Yeah, we do.
Definitely do.
And the minute you can start being honest with yourself, that's when you can start being honest with everybody around you.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Takes work, but yeah.
So, with that being said, chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water is probably one of the most important albums.
God, those guys, have you seen them lately?
Yeah, I see them on.
Like, Fred Durst is wearing, like, cowboy suits and.
It's all just a big old. It's kind of a show. Big old joke.
It's a show, yeah. Just trying to make money. Playing in front of.
Yeah, I don't really let it occupy too much of my mind, but I do love me some Limp Bizkit every now and then.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Break
I guess.
Some shit.
When there's not a lot of. When I don't really have a. I don't know.
What do you think the best song was? The
best Limp Bizkit song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. I always was a big fan of My Way. That was always pretty cool, that bass line.
My
was like,
Way or the Highway. Oh, that was a good one.
Just think about it. Bad, 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 bad.
He hits his mark center You'll get stage. It.
What?
You'll get it.
Check, 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 check out my mic. What did he say? Check out my melody.
Check, check, check. Check out my melody.
No, that was a Mission Impossible song, wasn't it?
Could have been. I don't know. You don't want to wake up. Everything is. Everybody sucks. That's the Limp Bizkit, though. Yep. But you want to justify. If someone's head off,
no human contact. And if you interact, this is break stuff. Your best bet is to stay away,
motherfucker. It's just one of those days. We keep it edited and family friendly on the podcast.
This is a good song. They had good songs, man.
To be honest with you, it was actually pretty innovative, some of the guitar shit.
Is it drop D?
Fucking who knows. It was all open, crazy something. He was playing 3-string guitars, 4-string guitars.
Wes was?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. That's right.
We've all had those days. And I think that's why it like became so famous. Was like we've always had those days.
Well, some of those songs just, you know, if it wasn't, it historically didn't make for a good song to write about those daily things that people run into. But a lot of those songs really just kind of were full frontage.
How do you feel about this one?
It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. You know? Korn was a great band, too. They have a lot of really, really great songs.
They do. Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. Something takes a part
of me. These guys were good.
Yeah.
Talented. Seen.
You know who else is... We just go down memory lane.
Rage.
Rage was great, but... Incubus.
Incubus
wrote some fucking great songs.
They really were good. But what was your favorite song from Inky?
From is that what you call them?
That's like what I call them right now. Incubus. Let's see here. Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, that's a classically favorite.
How does that
song
go?
For me? I wish you were here. Make yourself's pretty good.
About Drive.
Drive was really popular. That was a good song. I really like the song Dig.
Pardon me?
Dig. Pardon me. Excuse you.
Stellar?
That was a good song. I thought that was a really good song.
Here's your song then. Little weirdo. But I don't know. Like, I liked Incubus, but I couldn't jump on the bandwagon.
It was a bandwagon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a big moving wagon.
This is Dig?
This Dig, yeah. It's a jukebox favorite of mine. Have a
weakness. Karaoke?
Just jukebox. Rack them up, play some pool, throw a bag on. It just makes for a good night.
This song? Out of all of them?
Oh, it is. Yeah, wait. Just wait. That word again. Great song.
It's going to break down here.
Oh, yeah. You know it. We don't even have a drum beat yet. Yeah. You know there's going to be drums.
It's clearly not the best song.
It is one of the best songs. It's about to come down, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
I don't even think I heard this song.
Really?
Zach is gay.
All right, pick your favorite song from the year 2000.
Not this one. Sorry, guys. Favorite 2000, probably this one.
Is this 2000? You were obviously into really good music. And I was wasting away on some Incubus shit. I wasn't even wasting away on that shit. I just brought it up. We're talking could about bad music.
Could be 90s here.
We could talk about good music. We should.
We are right now.
This is.
I love this song.
Great song. Great song.
So long ago, I don't remember. You think that dogs could do this?
That's when they say I lost my only friend. I think this is probably one of my favorite John Mayer songs.
Good try.
This is one of my favorite Jimi Hendrix songs ever done.
He does this one? What about this one?
Jimi Hendrix covered him. It's a classic song. It's a fun song.
Not that great, though.
It's good, but I mean...
Yeah. It's kind of like everything else back in those days.
When you start cross-pollinating genres and this and that, and this had a place, and this had a place, like...
I kind of agree with you on that one.
You're taking me all over the place right now.
What about this one? Oh, hold on.
So your memory lane in it?
Yeah.
You're just memory lane in it.
Yep, I'm hitting up.
Did you see anything about that When We Were Young tour that happened in, or that festival in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
This isn't 2000.
I know, but what do you great song. What do you feel?
Oh, I loved us. I loved us.
You mentioned her earlier. Sing it.
That's the crew.
Sing it. When they gather around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. And I did.
He was.
And I did.
Oh, yes, he was.
What about
so they
this?
Had that big festival. If I you're just fucking throwing darts at a damn dartboard.
Shooting an arrow.
One of them's over here, one of them's over there.
Can you sing this one?
I'm not gonna, but... No, I'm not gonna, I can't. I'm a,
so I go.
There you go.
But I know. I'll think of you every step of
the way.
Yeah. And I will always love you.
That's pretty good. Not great, but it's pretty good.
I'm like exhausted after singing that song.
I'm sure you are.
I'm sure you are, too.
I'm exhausted.
All right. Back to the podcast.
Are we on?
I hope so.
Jimmy, are we on?
I hope so.
Good. We're on. Yeah. So you want to run through these last 10?
Yep.
And we're going to rate them.
Yep.
And they're going up against, wait, I just want to make sure. They're going up against the Mars one, right?
Yeah. Chuck Norris once went to Mars. That's why there's no sign of life.
That's the best. I don't think we're going to beat that.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll run that one up.
Let's roll.
So it's, all right. I already did the, okay. Number 11 here. Chuck Norris beat the sun in a staring contest.
That's really good. That's number 2.
All right.
Put that one in your pocket. That's a good one.
Death once had a near experience called Chuck Norris experience.
It's okay. It's trying a little hard.
Yeah. All right. Chuck Norris doesn't treat death. He's why... Or no, what the fuck?
Who wrote this?
I don't know. Jimmy. I don't know. We'll just skip,
we'll skip that,
that
one.
That one
sucks.
Freaking ridiculous. Chuck Norris doesn't bowl strikes. He hits down one pin, and the all others faint.
That's stupid.
Not good enough. Chuck Norris can hear sign language.
That's great. That's number 3. I've got a top 3 going right now, and it's strong.
Chuck Norris can speak Braille.
It's not as good as the last one, and I feel like it really fell off hard.
Chuck Norris spoke French in Russian.
I don't even think that makes sense.
Yeah, all right. It does to me, but okay. Chuck Norris's blood type is AK-47.
That's totally valid and pretty solid. But I don't think it's my favorite.
Chuck Norris's body temp is 98.6 degrees Celsius.
That one's weird, but funny. It is actually pretty funny.
When number 20, when God said, "Let there be light," Chuck Norris said, "Say please."
That one's great. Number 4. Ah.
So... now
Mars carried over hard. Mars was the one to beat.
Okay.
But the staring contest with the sun.
So you got to narrow it down to 2, and then we'll vote. Or you got to pick between the 2.
So there was the sun one. There was
Chuck Norris doesn't play hide and seek. He plays hide and I don't find you. Pretty, I don't find you.
That one's funny.
It's pretty good.
That one's pretty good. Chuck and Norris. Then speaking, what was it? Speaking sign language or something?
Yeah. Chuck Norris hears sign language.
That one's pretty awesome. We read me the Mars one more time.
I gotta please find it real quick. Where's the Mars one? Oh yeah, Chuck Norris once went to Mars. That's why there's no life on Mars.
Just give that one the gold medal.
That's the gold medal right
I
there.
I love it. I love that one.
All right, that's it. That's it, guys.
If we want to bring it down to 2, maybe the staring contest one for me.
With the sun.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty epic.
Won a staring contest with the sun.
That's pretty fucking epic. So if we want to put that out to a vote for the listeners,
yeah,
then please,
yeah, next episode,
please let us know.
Let us know what you guys.
Because all it does is, all it takes is just hit the link,
mm-hmm,
and send us an email or whatever. Give us, just call us. I don't care.
MCKOB.
Send a postcard.
You didn't understand the Chuck Norris can speak French in Russian.
No, I didn't understand that one. It blew my mind.
What about the blood type, AK-47?
That one's great. That was a good one, too.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for those.
It's out for vote.
It's out there.
Put that back in my little pocket here.
The microphone couldn't be any closer to your pocket.
It keeps drooping down.
I know. We're not doing it the way we used to do it.
Tighten this thing down anymore.
Here, you can go like this. Oh, well. It'll be so weird. I don't know.
You ready for hunting season?
Hunting season?
Mm-hmm. Bow season.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm excited.
Winter.
Are you going to bring your trailer? Or no. You want me to bring mine?
I want you to bring... I demand you bring yours.
Of course you do.
I'm so done bringing my trailer.
All right.
If you could.
I was going to try to talk you out of it, but I'm due. You did it 2 years in a row. It's my turn.
Do we need two trailers?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that.
No.
I got room for everybody in mine.
I should see if Putt-Putt wants to host us.
Scoot-Scoot, yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. He's got a beautiful trailer. Camp Chef.
If you're hearing this.
Yeah. Cowboy. If not, I'll
load up the Camp Chef and let's do it.
Pretty easy camp.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
It's actually pretty easy. It doesn't have to be difficult at all.
Mm-mm. Other than the dumping of the trailer.
So what if the treehouse is up there? You just put some bunk beds in here, right?
You could fit two in here with some cots.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty easily.
Maybe we'll just do that. It'd
be colder than shit, but... it wouldn't be bad, though.
We'd have a heater running on a generator. A Jenny.
I mean, I have to run a generator anyway, so...
So that's pretty exciting. That's coming up.
Yeah, I think about a month.
Yeah, a month and a half or so.
Somewhere in there.
We got Halloween right around the corner too.
We sure do.
What are you dressing up as? Are you doing the Barbie thing?
No.
Why not?
I don't know what that is.
I just thought everybody's dressing up as Barbie.
No, definitely not gonna dress up as Barbie.
Or Ken.
But, yeah, at my house, we're going to chili dogs, brewskis, handing out candy.
Man, I love it.
Should be fun, actually. I'm kind of excited.
It's going to be busy, isn't it? Are you anticipating a busy workload?
Yeah, we bought a lot of candy.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Kind of one of the premier neighborhoods to go trick-or-treating in, right?
Yeah. And then... this year, we might be a little weak. Next year, we're going to get a lot better.
Could have stepped it out.
We'll do the Bob for Apples.
Are you doing makeup? Are you going to be Dracula or something?
No, just an FBI agent. So I can kick people out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad to do like a construction guy, like for a road where you have a stop sign that says slow or stop.
Oh, yeah?
And you can just stop people from coming into your neighborhood or your house.
I see what you're doing there.
Or if
you were, like, a karate and you just, like, a...
Miyagi? Ah. Miyagi, yeah. Yeah.
Be like, no.
I'm at the point in my life that I just kind of want to buy one Halloween costume and be done.
I've been wearing that mask that you left at my house 10 years ago.
Which one is that?
It's kind of like a... Sensei type of guy.
The old Chinaman.
Yeah.
One.
China.
But it's not really scary though.
Not at all. No. Yeah. It's actually, it's like, I would probably describe it as being like moldy. Maybe.
Because it's been in your basement forever.
I wear it every year.
Once a year.
Breathe in it.
Once a year every
and
year.
And I put the eye, I make my eyes go right up to the eye holes are, that hurts. Where?
Have you seen these new, like, masks of the old people?
Uh-uh.
Where, so it's just a mask like you think it is, but it goes down to, like, your chest level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You tuck it under a shirt and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an old person.
Yeah.
And it looks like an old person.
Yeah.
And, like, people are going out putting these things on and like beating the crap out of kids and basketball and,
yeah,
and powerlifting
skateboarding and stuff. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Thought about going that route too.
That'd be good. That's probably a spendy mask.
I don't know. Yeah. It might be, but it just seems really hot. I can't wear a mask for 4 hours like that.
Hmm.
Be sweating my butts off. But that's what I was, that's my end goal, is to figure out a costume that I can wear every year.
Wear out.
And it's
comfortable. That's like the same thing as like getting the gutters on your house that have the lights built in.
Yeah.
And then you just never have to do lights again.
Yeah, or the storm guard over the, the gutters were.
So you never have to clean your gutters, mm-hmm, and you never have to put up Christmas lights.
No, no.
And you're also decorated for 4th of July, Halloween, mm-hmm, and Easter.
Yeah.
Because there's a nice pastel palette that you can set it on.
I've never seen anybody do that for Easter, but...
Yeah.
Get it.
I got a neighbor.
Decorating's a pain in the ass.
You know, but it can be fun, because it gets exciting sometimes.
For who? You?
I don't know who.
Or the family?
I'm honestly just...
Because you're the one doing the work.
A lot of it.
All of it.
All of it. Let's be serious. And it's a lot.
Let's be serious here.
Yeah.
You're the one on the ladder.
It takes a wiring diagram.
Yeah.
You have to get a plan set in place.
Mm-hmm. PPE.
What circuits are we pulling these lights off of?
Yep.
And are we lining them up on synchronized timers, or are they going to be off of one timer?
20 amp,
30 amp. Do I have enough amperage to get around the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention enough lights.
And when that strand of light goes out, am I replacing the one bulb, which can turn into a fiasco, or do I just change out the entire run?
Yeah.
$12 here, $12 there. All of a sudden, you got like, you're like $700 in, and your fucking dog's pregnant, and you're like, what? Why am I doing this?
That's why I love this season, and I hate this season, is decoration purposes.
What's going on with your microphone?
I don't know, man. Sucks. Your setup sucks.
We should tear this shithole down.
Yeah, this might be the last one we record in the treehouse.
It might not be.
It might not be.
It actually might get relocated.
I hope so.
Yeah, there's too much.
No promises.
Too much history in here.
We did have a lot of history in here. How many you figure we did in here? Like
30? So we did 25.
No.
At least 25.
What are we up to right now?
31.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're right.
25 nights of endless rap battles.
Yeah. We can do a rap battle right now.
Yeah, we can. Hit me up. Hit me up with the juice.
Papa needs juice.
Hey, Papa needs his juice. Jimmy,
drop a beat.
Get something to spin, brah.
No, we'll do that after hours, and we'll put it back up.
Hey, and I have them all. Maybe there will be a, you know, for the next couple months.
Yeah, we've been really bad lately about it. But
I don't think we're bad.
No,
I think we're good guys.
Summer is so busy for everybody. Hey man,
it's like we run the same season as a TV show.
Yeah, we do, I guess, if you want to say it that way. But
yeah, I do want to say it that way.
We need to be better. We're trying. We always say that. I know, guys, but
we're fucking awesome.
We try. It just doesn't always work out. You got any, oh yeah, I was going to ask you, I brought it up to you earlier. Would you rather have scales for skin or feathers for skin?
Oh, for skin. Man, I would rather have feathers. What would you rather have?
Probably feathers, so it's soft.
Feathers too. So scales, what do we got benefit? What's benefiting us with the scales? They reflect the heat.
Swim pretty fast.
Yeah, that's true. But feathers, are we talking like we can fly?
No.
Penguins can't.
It'd be like that old movie from the 80s.
That duck dude.
Yeah. I was just pretty cool dude. Had five feathers.
Yeah, that's true. But they can keep in the heat really well. And they can also wick off moisture, too.
If you're hot all the time.
No, they only do it when you need to. But you wouldn't really need a raincoat.
No.
Ever.
Either with scales?
Probably not with scales.
Do you feel like you'd be looked down upon if you had scales?
I think you're going to be looked down upon either way, if you have scales or feathers.
What's the lesser of two evil, then?
I don't know. Feather? Actually, scales might be, like, a little sexier, maybe, in some weird fucking...
It's like sandpaper, though, if you go, like, reverse the scales.
Like fish scales or lizard scales?
Either or. It's all kind of the same thing.
God, that's a loaded question, man.
And then, would you rather have a standard chili dog or a brisket kraut dog?
I just want a standard chili dog.
Over a brisket, or not, or
over a dog,
a brat kraut dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love
brat brisket or brat. What are we talking about?
Brat kraut versus chili dog.
Oh. Okay. No, I want a brat and kraut.
I'd go chili dog.
Chili dogs are good. I thought you meant like just a chili dog, or like a chili dog with brisket and kraut on top of it.
I misspoke there.
Man, because that's too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like kraut and brats.
Are you a ketchup guy or a mustard guy on a brat?
Mustard.
On a brat?
Mm-hmm.
What about?
On anything.
Mustard?
Yeah.
French fries?
Why not?
You're weird. You're just saying that. You don't mean it.
Ketchup's good on French fries. But mustard on everything else. Seriously. Yeah.
Hash browns?
Yeah.
All right.
Ketchup. Do you like mustard?
I do. I really like mustard. Yeah.
I like mustard on a lot of things.
Yeah, me too. I feel like mustard holds its place against ketchup. Mm-hmm. But as a young
ketchup belongs on things.
Yeah, young kid loves ketchup.
I'll put ketchup on some damn pancakes.
So at what point does a kid decide that they like mustard instead of ketchup?
It doesn't have to be instead of.
What do you mean by that?
It can be symbiotic. You can like ketchup and like mustard.
Not as a youth.
Get out of here.
Kids hate mustard. A 5-year-old, if you throw ketchup and mustard in front of them, they're choosing ketchup all day long.
That's true. That's the truth.
So at what age does that change, you think?
At 17.
I was going to say like 12, but...
At 17.
What was the one food that you hated growing up?
Onions.
Me too.
Didn't know why.
Me neither.
Just knew I hated them.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what? I love them.
Yeah. Eat the shit out of them now.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it was because...
I don't think I really hated them.
You probably didn't. I hated raw onions.
I love raw onions now.
Yeah, now, but back in the day, like when mom put spaghetti or onions in spaghetti, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all translucent. You couldn't taste them or anything. Like,
it's a source of like so much flavor.
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous.
What's your number one Halloween candy that you steal from your kids?
Oh, just... straight up chocolate stuff.
That's pretty boring, Zach.
No,
elaborate.
I don't like candy corn. I think it's stupid.
No.
Yeah. It's wax.
No, I'm just saying.
I'll go chew on a crayon.
Like when your kids bring home a whole bucket of candy, what are you stealing first?
Oh, I'll hit up if they got Zots, I'm going to grab them.
What are those? The sour things?
Mm-hmm.
The string of sour
old school
things.
Ones.
Yeah.
No, they're kind of like Warheads, but not as spicy or not as tangy. But man, if they got Warheads, I'm gonna grab those Warheads. But they like the Warheads a lot too, so they really do like the stuff. They kind of have the similar tastes.
You don't go for chocolate? You don't go for a good Snickers or Twix?
Yeah, that's
or...
what I said, and then you said that was lame. I'm stealing your chocolate if I can.
I thought you meant like
dark
Hershey Kiss,
like
dark chocolate,
like Hershey those bar. Lame, like, are you kidding me?
No.
Like chocolate chips?
Yeah, shit like that.
Lame.
Yeah, not fair at all.
Not fair.
I always steal the 1,000 grains or 100 grains, the caramel in the middle.
100 grains.
So good. Or a Butterfinger.
Butterfinger is where it's at.
Butterfinger.
I'll get after the Butterfinger and the Snickers.
Might be my favorite.
I'll let them have the Crunch Bars and all the stupid stuff. I used to love Crunch Bars when I was a kid. But another thing, let's see.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I was going to say War. Yeah, so I already said it. Warheads.
I'll hit up
those. Those are like an experience in themselves. You know what I mean?
Twizzlers.
Two-pack
Twizzlers.
Yeah, I'll hit up a Twizzler. It ain't licorice.
It's not. It's different.
But it's fun. It's pretty good.
It's good.
It's like a gummy bear rope.
How do you feel about Reese's?
I like Reese's.
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't go crazy about them.
Me neither. I wouldn't buy them, personally. I'm not buying a... I'd buy a Snicker bar over a Reese's.
I don't like buying a bag of chocolate and sitting there and eating it anyways.
No. Sometimes I want a candy bar, though.
It's rough. But if I'm going to go to, like, Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard...
Yeah.
Dude...
Heath all the way.
No, you know what my favorite is?
Rocky Road? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Is it a chocolate?
But I like a lot of Blizzards, obviously. Like, Snickers is good.
I like the Butterfingers.
No, I like M&M's, straight up.
Oh, straight up?
Just M&M's.
Just the chocolate ones, not the peanut butter ones?
Yeah, they just do the regular ones.
Hmm.
And, like, not stirred too much. I don't want the vanilla ice cream. I want the vanilla ice cream to be white.
Do you tell them that?
Yeah, sometimes I do. They're like, what the f... Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, we got a psychopath here. Don't stir his Blizzard too much.
Said not to stir his Eminem Blizzard too much.
Terry's That's like, definitely, there's only one speed.
Definitely going to get some spit in that Blizzard.
Yeah. How often do you think that happens? Somebody spits in our shit.
Probably a lot.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think it happens much.
You don't think so?
I don't think
so. I'm pretty sure it probably does happen.
Why would they do it, though? What's the end game?
Were you ever a kid?
Yeah.
You were?
Obviously.
Yeah. I never worked in food.
I did.
Did you ever spit in anything?
No.
Oh, good.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't spit in
anything. That's a pretty effed up thing to do.
But I'm just trying to think like a kid, man. Like... Maybe some kid is rebellious and mad at his parents, and he's bored, and he's like, man, this guy doesn't want his freaking Blizzard stirred. Well, he's going to get some of my spit. You know? It happens.
If anybody deserves it, it's this guy. No, that is like the worst thing you could possibly do.
I've been waiting for this guy all night.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing you could do.
Well, yeah, there's definitely.
But it's the beginning of the bad things that you can do.
It's like that movie.
It's the lesser of the evils.
Movie Waiting, or Waiters, or whatever.
Waiting.
Yeah. That's such a mean thing to do.
Yeah, man.
But on the flip side, I don't take the chance. I never send any food back.
No.
I never ask for anything.
Like, I don't either.
Special, because it's not worth it.
I used to ask for my McDonald's burgers to not come with onions when I was a kid.
But yeah, I don't know. That's pretty easy, though.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Don't spit on my burger about that.
No, they wouldn't do that. Man, I think the only reason why, like, a fast food would spit in your stuff is if you got it. Opened it up, realized it was wrong, went back into the restaurant and said, this is not what I ordered, or this is wrong. And then you have it coming, maybe, but...
Yeah.
Or you can just eat it. You know?
Or it's like, I ordered medium rare, and this is medium. And then they have to recook a whole nother one.
Yeah. You kind of deserve it, though.
Like, good Lord.
This egg's over easy instead of...
Yeah, complain about your egg.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I could see it, but for the most part, I'd like to believe in humanity, and they don't do that stuff.
Your fucking microphone.
I know.
Can it not tighten?
Might as well just put it in my pocket right at this point.
Just sit in your pocket.
Just keeps drooping down. This thing is tight as it can be right now.
I don't know, man. It's heavy.
Well, just hold on to it.
Just hold on to it. It's loud. All right. Hit me up with some juice. Let's say our goodbyes.
All right, you weirdos. We done did it. Got through a podcast. It's been a while, but we did it.
And we're not making any promises.
We aren't anymore.
Don't get greedy.
Yeah.
But we'll see you next week. Probably or two.
Hey,
2 weeks.
Don't forget to reach out, guys.
It's the holidays.
Let us know if we're slacking off and you want to hear us more. Hit up our email, man.
All you got to do is look in the notes or some shit like that. And we always have an email, mckob@yahoo.com.
Yeah. We're here. We'll read it. If we see you guys start doing that, we'll try to feed your guys' fire, so...
Or leave here's Andy's phone number. Just leave him a voicemail.
Yeah, it's
555-1212.
No, that's not it. That's my old one. This is my new one. Let's see here. Let's look up Zach real quick. All right, guys.
Hit us up, and it's always a pleasure for us. So,
yeah. Ooh. Don't snare.